So
the Bible says that we don't.
I just want to encourage you, you know, don't be upset about the reality. When I say about the reality, certainly we should be concerned about sexual misconduct. But when I say don't be upset about the reality, I mean, don't be upset about the fact that I address very honestly the fact that the misconduct starts in both directions. It's with females and it's with males. And if we're going to try to diminish its impact, its prevalence, its frequency, we'll have to approach it from both directions. I remember talking with some girls some years ago, years and years ago, who were telling me that generally the problem when it comes to relations between male and female is that males always think with their penises. And, oh, they had that conversation going for a while. Males always think with their penises. And so finally, you know, when the other guys who were with us would not speak up and at least challenge those young ladies to think a little bit more deeply about what they were saying, look a little bit more circumspectly, think about it a little bit more objectively, I decided, well, since they're not going to say anything, I'm going to say something. And what happened is the very same young ladies who had been saying that males always think with their penises and saying that it's always the male who wants to have sex and always about sex, 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 they ended up admitting that on numerous occasions, the males not only had not initiated any type of sexual activity, but they admitted that they themselves, the young ladies, had initiated sexual activity, and that in many cases, they had tried but failed to initiate sexual activity because the guy just wasn't interested. You know, I don't know if this is going to be welcome news to a lot of you ladies, but the truth is, and I know a lot of you have experienced this. Some of you have even gotten upset with some men because of the way they responded. But there are a lot of males who just are not interested in having sex with a woman just because they can. Yeah, there are a lot of females who don't want to have sex with a man they don't genuinely care about. And by the same token, there are a lot of males who are not interested in having sex with a woman they don't genuinely care about. Now, don't get me wrong. I know for a fact, just as well as you know for a fact, there are plenty of males and there are plenty of females who will have sex just because they can. But that doesn't negate the fact that there are a lot of males and females who will not have sex just because they can. And I tell you, it can be so interesting that so often, either way, the male can be upset if he is rejected. The female can be upset if she's rejected. Even if not rejected in an ugly way, the rejection can be just as gentle, but it's still a rejection. And wow, you talk about being upset. You got a lot of males, you got a lot of females who get upset when they make it clear that they want to have sex. And the other person says, I appreciate, but no, I'm really not interested. They don't say anything ugly about the other person's sexuality. They don't say anything ugly about the person's character. They just make it clear that they're not interested. And some folks can take that okay. And some really get upset. I mean, really upset. Sexual misconduct shows up in any number of ways. A person who will walk by and rub their breasts or their thighs against someone else deliberately, or even more, rub their genitals against that person's body as they pass by. Someone they're not married to. sending out a very, very clear message. That too can fall under the area of sexual misconduct. If a male did it to a female, a lot of folks would immediately say, yep, that is definitely sexual misconduct. He rubbed his genitals up against her as he passed by. It's no different if a female rubs her genitals up against a male as she passes by. It is the exact same thing. So it is still sexual misconduct. Check this out, though. I remember being at the mall, at one of the malls in New Jersey a few years ago. And we were in one of those food courts. I think it was a food court. I think we were in a food court. I know we were at a restaurant, indoor restaurant. And, they were cooking up some good burgers and fries and floats. That's what I got. I got a float. Floats and some other good stuff. All of it low fat, of course. I'm just kidding. It wasn't low fat, but it was good. And as I was waiting for them to put mine together, bring it to me, and the person with me waiting for theirs to be brought, one of the employees was talking with one of the co-workers and apparently giving some kind of instructions, explanation as to how something was supposed to be done. And when they finished, the other person, the one that they were explaining it to, walked away. And as they were walking off, the employee who had done the explaining hit the other one on the behind deliberately. I don't mean just walk by and brush the hand. I mean, like you see athletes when someone has made a good shot or whatever and they hit them on the behind. That's what this coworker did with the coworker. Slapped them on the behind. Now, would you consider that sexual misconduct, or would you say, oh, they just work together? No big deal. Or would you say it depends? The one who got slapped on the behind, you could tell by the response that that person was caught off guard and didn't particularly like what had happened. But they kept moving. That their facial expression, the way their body tensed up, it was clear. That touch was not appreciated. Would you consider that sexual harassment? Well, I'll tell you this. Both of the people involved in that encounter were female. The female who was receiving the instructions, the explanation, was female. The co-worker who was, the person who was receiving the information was female. The person giving the information was female. And once the person who gave the information finished and the other lady was walking off, the lady who had given the information patted her on the behind. Sexual harassment? Should it be treated the same way as if a male had patted a female on the behind? Let me ask you this. Would you be just as upset about a female patting another female on the behind as you would a male patting a female on the behind? How about a male patting a male on the behind? How about a female patting a male on the behind? Inwardly, would you respond to those situations, each of those four scenarios, the same way? Or would you say, we're going to do a mulligan, whatever that means, on this issue because of the ones involved? Or do you go for consistency and say sexual harassment is sexual harassment, no matter what gender mix is involved? How do we reduce it? One of the starting points is just by being consistent. We can't keep making excuses and doing mulligans for some while trying to throw the book at the others. So I guess part of the issue is we shouldn't say we want sexual harassment, sexual misconduct that is male on female eradicated, but we're really not concerned about the other gender mixes of sexual harassment or misconduct. Yeah, we got to be consistent. If we're concerned about sexual harassment, then we need to be concerned about all sexual harassment. Be back.